Bitachon for Life, Shiur 1175, Thursday, Parshas Pekudei. Today's Shiur has been generously sponsored as a schus for Yeshua. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners should Be'ezer Hashem send them a Yeshua Bikarev, and they should be Zeiche to Bracha and Atzlacha. We are explaining that we can learn from the Chasidim HaRishayim, the early Chasidim, who had a very powerful and long-standing relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. And yet, every single day, three times a day, they felt the need to be shoyeh shah achas and to be mispalel in order to be mechaven their hearts to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. In order to have that relationship, they have to constantly remind themselves of Avihem Shebashamayim. And we began explaining yesterday that in the word Avihem, it is hinted the first step in our relationship with the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Ahava. It's interesting because the word Av and the word Ahava are essentially the same word. They are connected to each other. Avihem Shebashamayim, the point is that there is an Ahava there. We have a Father who has an endless love for us. That's the first step before you turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in tefillah, and that's the first step that we are referring to before we turn to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam in bitachon. You want to train yourself to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you have to feel the Ahava. You have to feel Avihem. You have to feel that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is our Father. Now what's the second step? Sheba Shamayim. Our Father who's in Shamayim. And that's the second aspect in the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's not enough that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has an Ahava towards us. We have to realize that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in Shamayim. What does it mean that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in Shamayim? It means he's on a different playing field. He's much more powerful than us. He's much more powerful than anything that we're dealing with. His might is all-encompassing. That is included in the word Sheba Shamayim. To internalize the Yira that we have for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Not really fear, it's more awe. To be impressed by the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like we elaborated on last week. Mikoyles mayim rabim adir mishbureyam adir bamorim Hashem. We have to try to internalize the might of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is hinted in the second word, Sheba Shamayim. Not only is it Avihem, not only is there love, but the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is in Shamayim. He's above it all. He has the ability, the endless ability, to be able to save us. The Chassidim HaRishayim internalized these two concepts before they daven, Avihem Sheba Shamayim. And if we want to internalize Bitachin, we have to try to internalize these concepts. Avihem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has an endless love, Sheba Shamayim. And he's in Shamayim. He's above it all. He lives in a different sphere, and his abilities are infinite.